This is KCUR 89.3. U.S. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri sent a scathing letter to Facebook yesterday, saying the company is biased against conservative voices. It's the latest move by the Republican senator who is taking on big tech companies. KCUR's Aviva Okeson-Haverman spoke with Republican voters in the state about his fight against social media.
Hawley's calls for greater government scrutiny and regulation of tech companies have been so loud that he was invited to speak at the president's July social media summit.
The social media giants would love to shut us down. They would love to shut us up.
It's that tough stance that Josh Earnest likes. He's a vice chair of the Jackson County Republican Party. And he says while Hawley wasn't his first choice in the Senate primary, he's been happy with the job Hawley is doing.
He's definitely beat my expectations. I like that he's taken on the social media, going against Google and Facebook as they censor conservatives, because really what we need is more speech.
Hawley has grilled executives at Google and Twitter about their policies for removing posts and suspending accounts. He's introduced bills that would get rid of pay-to-win elements in games targeted toward kids and remove the infinite scroll on social media platforms. In an interview with KCUR, Hawley says his focus on tech comes from concerns he heard from parents.
They're so worried about what their kids are exposed to online, but they're also worried about these tech companies tracking their kids online and building a profile of their kids online that's going to follow them all of their lives.
Hawley says this issue is personal for him as a father of two young boys.
We strictly limit their screen time. And, you know, it's, as every parent knows, I mean, it is a challenge. I mean, we are surrounded as parents.
That screen time worries Kathy Beckner, too. She lives in Lexington, Hawley's hometown, and says his proposal to limit screen time to as little as 30 minutes a day per app makes sense to her. She voted for Hawley and says she worries about the amount of time her granddaughter spends online.
I'm very careful when she gets on the computer. That's what she turns on.
Hawley's time limit bill is too much government regulation for Stephen Seitz. He's a truck driver in nearby Wellington.
I don't care for people spending time on social media. I don't think it's the government's place to say that you're limited on that time.
Seitz says overall he likes what Hawley is doing in D.C. and agrees that the government should play a role in making sure tech companies aren't silencing conservative voices. University of Missouri political science professor Peveril Squire says Republicans generally are reluctant to impose regulations on private companies.
So there's a tension there in how Republicans approach this question between wanting to protect personal data and privacy concerns, while at the same time not heavily regulating the private industry.
And Squire says, well, Hawley has made this issue a focus. It wasn't the main part of his Senate campaign.
It's not an issue that Missourians really have paid close attention to, and it's not something that we've really seen contested in any race up and down the ticket.
As Attorney General, Hawley did launch an investigation into Google and Facebook, looking at how the companies handled users' data. Hawley says he ran on this record.
And I sharply criticized my former opponent for not being tough enough on big corporations in general, and particularly on big tech.
And while he's gotten more attention for taking on tech companies, he's also introduced bills on issues like student loans and flooding. Regina Stickley in Lexington says she likes what she's saying, but she's skeptical that Congress will pass any of his tech bills.
Hope he has a blessed time trying to get this stuff done. It sounds like he's going to need some prayers on some of them.
So far, none of the tech bills he's sponsored have made it to the Senate floor for a vote. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.